Sing Out was founded nearly 70 years ago by a group of folks who loved roots music. Today it's a vital and entertaining online resource for anyone who loves folk music the world over. As in the past, thousands of people turn to Sing Out to read about and learn from the artists who play the music. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music comes from Joel Mabus and his CD, Golden Willow Tree. We heard Speed the Plow. There has been a serious decline in union representation across the U.S. in the past few decades. According to In These Times magazine, the percentage of workers who were organized was 20.1% in 1983, dropping to 10.5% today. There are many reasons why this has occurred, mostly political. This week on the Sing Out Radio Magazine, for Labor Day, we'll listen to some new and classic songs about labor organizing and work. We'll open with James Carter and The Prisoners from the soundtrack to Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? And Poe Lazarus. This recording is on Lost Highway Records. Songs of the Changing Face of Work and Organization, this week on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Dead or alive. Shot you, Joe, says I. takes more than guns to kill a man. Says Joe, I didn't die. Says Joe, I didn't die. And standing there as big as life and smiling with his eyes, says Joe, what they can never kill, went on to organize, went on to organize. From San Diego up to Maine, in every mine and mill, where workers strike and organize, it's there you'll find your hill. Joe, you're 10 years dead. I never died, says he. I never died, says he. I never died, says he.
And moan, moss does not cling to a rolling stone. My body, if I could choose, I would to ashes it reduce, then let the merry breezes blow my dust to where some flower grows. Perhaps some fading flower then would spring to life and bloom again. This is my last and final will. Good luck to all of you.
Joe Hill was a great songwriter who belonged to the IWW, otherwise known as the Wobblies. That was his last song, his last set of lyrics, put to music by John McCutcheon, Joe Hill's Last Will. That's the title track of the recording on Appleseed Records from John. And before that, we heard the classic song about Joe Hill with Paul Robeson singing. That's from a collection called Classic Labor Songs on Smithsonian Folkways. And before that, we heard from the Seattle Labor Chorus, and There Is Power in a Union, Songs of Working People, the Seattle Labor Chorus. And we let off that set with Poe Lazarus from James Carter and the Prisoners, recorded by Alan Lomax and included on Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, the soundtrack to the movie. It's on Lost Highway Records. We are celebrating Labor Day this week on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. And what happens very often is places that people worked really hard become gentrified. Here's a song from Pete Sutherland all about that. Here's Pete Sutherland on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Come gather around and I'll sing you a song of a sight that I saw long ago. The weather was fair down in Washington Square. It was spring, I was on my way home. It was 1911 on March 25, I remember as if yesterday. At the Triangle Shirtwaist Company, where the girls were all waiting to pick up their pay. Fire was the cry from the windows up high. I I saw, but I could not believe. Two girls on the ledge as they jumped from the edge into the arms of eternity. On the 8th and the 9th and the 10th floor, this factory of workers from the garment trade stuffed them into the rooms where so many were doomed at the end of the Sabbath day. Oh, the doors were all locked and the fire escapes weak. The whole building was a trap and a peril, just to save a few bucks for the rich run amok, who made money from the lives of young girls. Fire was the cry from the windows up high. I saw, but I could not believe. Two girls on the ledge as they jumped from the edge into the arms of eternity. Choice for a young girl of 16 or so, but the sweatshops for the shirtwaist they sell. And what choice for a soul in a 10-story hole, but the pavement or the fires of hell? Now the question still looms in the workshops and rooms. The question, I'll pose it to you. When you stand to defend all the capitalists and their friends, what price for the profits of few? And murder I'll cry till the day that I die, for I saw but I could not believe. Two girls on the ledge as they jumped from the edge into the arms of eternity. To the arms of eternity.
The crops are all in and the peaches are rotting. The oranges are packed and their creosote dull. You're flying. Thank you. fireball of lightning, it shook all our hills. Who are all these friends who are scattered like dry leaves? The radio said they were just deportees. Goodbye to my one, goodbye Rosalita, adios mis amigos, Jesus y Maria. You won't have a name when you ride the big airplane, and all they will call you will be deportees. Goodbye.
This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. If you want more information about Sing Out, it's easy. Just call 1-888-SING-OUT or log on to singout.org. You can also listen to the program as a podcast. This is episode 1935. And remember, you can also hear us on iTunes. Thank you. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music this week comes from Joel Mabus in his recording Golden Willow Tree. And we just heard a tune of his called The Last of June. That's on Fossil Records from Joel Mabus. We are celebrating Labor Day this week on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. And before Joel, we heard Hazel Dickens and Billy Ed Wheeler's classic song, Coal Tattoo. Hazel Dickens. That's from a collection called Coal Mining Women on Rounder. And before that, we heard from the Byrds and Woody Guthrie's tune Deportee, Plane Wreck at Los Gatos. That's from Ballad of Easy Rider from the Byrds on Columbia Records. And before that, from John O'Connor, who is an activist songwriter from New York State. He wrote a song about the Triangle Shirtwaist Factory in New York City, which burned on March 25th, 1911, with 146 deaths. The Triangle Fire, from We Ain't Gonna Give It Back, Songs for the Labor Movement, from John O'Connor. That's on his own record label. And we let off that set from Clayfoot's Tale, Pete Sutherland's great recording. We heard When My Grandmother Worked at the Mill, all about how change happens to old workplaces. That's on EPACT Music, Clayfoot's Tale from Pete Sutherland. Florence Reese lived in Harlan, Kentucky. And in 1931, the coal miners went on strike in Harlan, and armed company deputies roamed the countryside, terrorizing the mining communities looking for union leaders. It prompted her to write the lyrics, To Which Side Are You On? We're going to hear Florence first, and then the Almanac Singers, with Which Side Are You on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Come all you poor workers, good news to you I'll tell. How the good old Union has come in here to dwell. Which side are you on? Which side are you on? We're starting our good battle. We know we're sure to win. Because we've got the gun thugs a-looking very thin. Which side are you on? Which side are you on? If you go to Harlan County, there is no neutral there. You'll either be a Union man or a thug for J.H. Blair. Which side are you on? Which side are you on?
Come all of you good workers, good news to you I'll tell. Of how the good old Union has come in here to dwell.
Which side are you on? Which side are you on?
My daddy was a miner and I'm a miner's son. And I'll stick with the Union till every battle's won.
Which side are you on? Which side are you on?
They say in Harlan County there are no neutrals there. You'll either be a Union man or a thug for J.H. Blair.
Which side are you on? Which side are you on?
Oh, workers, can you stand it? Oh, tell me how you can. Will you be a lousy scab or will you be a man?
Which side are you on? Which side are you on?
Don't scab for the bosses, don't listen to their lies. Us poor folks haven't got a chance unless we organize.
Which side are you on? Which side are you on? Which side are you on? Which side are you on?
Morning has broken like ice on the lake. Out on the sidewalk, the children are passing far from their tenements, hungry. Warm in this window, I stitch and sew, stitch and sew, stitch and sew. Fingers that ache and heart that is bleeding, stitch and sew, stitch and sew. Watching the children, I stitch and sew. Wind from the lake rises angry with snow. Out in the street where the jobless are standing, shaking and shivering, bitter and old. Safe in this mansion, I stitch and sew. Stitch and sew, stitch and sew. Driving the needle through layers of velvet. Stitch and sew, stitch and sew. Eyes on the distance, I stitch and sew. Out there where the lords and the ladies are preening, satins and silks worked in patterns so fine. No word escapes me, I stitch and sew. Stitch and sew, stitch and sew. Pulling the cloth till the needles are breaking. Stitch and sew, stitch and sew. Listening and learning, I stitch and sew.
Don't know my name. I drive 30 minutes and pick up the children, then head for the store and soon have them all fed. Then it's dishes and homework, my son's having trouble, laundry and lunches, and then off to bed. So I don't get promoted and I get the blame, 'cause the name of the game is success. Bless the dollar, but when will success be the health of our children and a workplace where caring for children will matter? Where a corporate daycare is close to the office, where flexible hours are sanctioned and blessed, where fathers and mothers take time for sick children, and paternity leave gives new parents a rest. And I'm bumping along on the glass ceiling. The glass ceiling is always the same. High up above me, the men in the company all stare down at me, and they don't know my name.
When I was a little girl, I wished I was a boy. I tagged along behind the gang and wore my corduroys. Everybody said I only did it to annoy, but I was gonna be an engineer. Mama told me, can't you be a lady? Your duty is to make me the mother of a pearl. Wait until you're older, dear, and maybe you'll be glad that you're a girl. Dainty as a Dresden statue, gentle as a Jersey cow, smooth as silk, it's creamy milk. Learn to coo, learn to moo, that's what you do to be a lady now. When I went to school, I learned to write and how to read, some history, geography, and home economy. And typing is a skill that every girl should need to while away the extra time until the time to breed. Then they had the nerve to say, what would you like to be? I says, I'm gonna be an engineer. No, you only need to learn to be a lady. The duty isn't yours for to try and run the world. An engineer could never have a baby. Remember, dear, that you're a girl. She's smart for a woman. I wonder how she got that way. You get no choice, you get no voice. Just stay mum, pretend you're dumb. And that's how you come to be a lady today. Then Jimmy come along and we set up a conjugation. We were busy every night with love and recreation. I spent my day at work so he could get his education. Well, now he's an engineer. He says, I know you'll always be a lady. It's the duty of the darling to love me all her life. Could an engineer look after or obey me? Remember, dear, that you're my wife. As soon as Jimmy got a job, I began again. And happy at me turret lay the year or so. And then the morning that the twins were born, Jimmy says to them, kids, your mother was an engineer. You owe it to the kids to be a lady. Dainty as a dish rag, faithful as a chow. Stay at home, you got to mind the babies. Remember, you're a mother now. Well, every time I turn around, there's something else to do. Cook a meal, mend a sock, sweep a floor or two. Holding out the potty when the baby wants to poo. I was gonna be an engineer. You know, I really wish that I could be a lady. I could do the lovely things that a lady's supposed to do. I wouldn't even mind if only they would pay me. And I could be a person too. What price for a woman? You buy her for a ring of gold. To love and obey without any pay. You get your cook and your nurse, for better or worse. You don't need your purse when the lady is sold. Ah, but now the times are harder and me Jimmy's got the sack. I went down to Vickers, they were glad to have me back. But I'm a third class citizen, my wages tell me that. And I'm a first class engineer. The boss, he says, we pay you as a lady. Only got the job 'cause I can't afford a man. With you I keep the profits high as maybe. You're just a cheaper pair of hands. You've got one fault, you're a woman. You're not worth the equal pay. I bet you're tart, you're nothing but heart. Shallow and vain, you got no brain. You even go down the drain like a lady today. Well, I listened to my mother and I joined a typing pool. I listened to my lover and I put him through his school. But if I listen to the boss, I'm just a bloody fool and an underpaid engineer. I've been a sucker ever since I was a baby, as a daughter, as a wife, as a mother and a dear. But I'll fight them as a woman, not a lady. Fight them as an engineer.
We just heard a couple of songs about equal rights in the workplace. We just heard I'm Gonna Be an Engineer from Peggy Seeger, from her recording on Tradition called Period Pieces, Peggy Seeger. And before that, a new recording from Linda Allen called Singing the News, celebrating 50 years of singing the news. And we heard Glass Ceiling. That's on October Rose Productions Records. And before that, from a new musical written by Cy Conn, The Songs of Mother Jones in Heaven, featuring Vivian Nesbitt and John Dillon. We heard Stitch and Sew from The Songs of Mother Jones in Heaven, a musical by Cy Conn, along with Kathy Fink and Marcy Marxer. And we let off that set with two settings of Which Side Are You On? Which Side Are You On was written by Florence Reese, and we heard her singing that from 1971 at the Smithsonian Festival of American Folklife. And then we heard the Almanac Singers from back in 1955 with Which Side Are You On? From Classic Labor Songs on Smithsonian Folkways. Well, we're going to lead off this last set with the New Lost City Ramblers and Join the CIO on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
I'm a union woman, just as brave as I can be. I do not like the bosses, and the bosses don't like me. Join the CIO, come and join the CIO. I was raised in Kentucky, in Kentucky born and bred. And when I joined the union, they called me a Russian Red. Join the CIO, come and join the CIO. When my husband asked the boss for a job, this is the words he said. Bill Jackson, I can't work you, sir. Your wife's a Russian Red. Join the CIO, come and join the CIO. If you want to join a union, the strongest one can be. Join the dear old NMU and come along with me. Join the CIO, come and join the CIO. If you want to join a union, step in and come along. We'll all be glad to have you, we're many thousands strong. Join the CIO, come and join the CIO. We are many thousands strong, and I'm glad to say we are getting stronger and stronger every day. Come join the CIO, join the CIO. If you want to get your freedom and gain your liberty, join the dear old CIO, also the ILD. Join the CIO, come join the CIO. Just join the dear old ILD and come along with me. The workers are all protected by the dear old ILD. Then join the CIO, come and join the CIO. The bosses ride the big fine white horse while we walk in the mud. Their flag's the old red, white and blue, and ours is dipped in blue. Join the CIO, come and join the CIO.
We gonna roll, we gonna roll, we gonna roll a union on. We gonna roll, we gonna roll, we gonna roll a union on. If the plan is in the way, we're gonna roll it over him, gonna roll it over him, gonna roll it over him. If the plan is in the way, we're gonna roll it over him, gonna roll the union on. We're gonna rule, we're gonna rule, we're gonna rule the union on. We're gonna rule, we're gonna rule, we're gonna roll the union on. If the boss is in the way, we're gonna roll it over him, gonna roll it over him, gonna roll it over him. If the boss is in the way, we're gonna roll it over him, roll the union on. We're gonna roll, we're gonna roll, we're gonna roll the union on. We're gonna roll, we're gonna roll, we're gonna roll the union on.
When the union's inspiration through the workers' blood shall run, there can be no power greater anywhere beneath the sun. Yet what force on earth is weaker than the feeble strength of one? But the union makes us strong. Solidarity forever, solidarity forever. Solidarity forever, for the union makes us strong. Now they have taken untold millions, they never toiled to earn, but without our brain and muscle, not a single wheel could turn. We can break their haughty power, gain our freedom when we learn that the union makes us strong. Solidarity forever, solidarity forever, solidarity forever, for the union makes us strong. And in our hands is placed the power, greater than their hoarded gold, greater than the might of armies, magnified a thousandfold. We can bring to birth a new world from the ashes of the old, for the union makes us strong. Solidarity forever, solidarity forever, solidarity forever, for the union makes us strong.
If you were to ask just about any union member to sing a song, they would probably sing Solidarity Forever. That was Joe Glazer from his recording I Will Win, Songs of the Wobblies Collector, Solidarity Forever. And before that, a fellow named John Hancox, who was an organizer for the Southern Tenant Farmers Union and was a sharecropper in Arkansas during the 1930s. He sang Roll the Union On. That's from Classic Labor Songs on Smithsonian Folkways. And we let off that set with Join the CIO from the New Lost City Ramblers. And they're recording Songs from the Depression from 1959. Hope this program has made you think a little bit about how important the labor movement has been in the United States. You've been listening to the Sing Out Radio Magazine. I've been your host, Tom Druckenmiller. If you've enjoyed the program, you can find out more about Sing Out by calling 1-888-SING-OUT or by checking us out on the web at singout.org. The Sing Out Radio Magazine is produced at the Little Cat Records Studios. Join me next time for another trip into the fascinating world of folk and roots music on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is episode 1935.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning, I'd hammer in the evening, all over this land. I'd hammer out danger, I'd hammer out a warning, I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters, all over this land.
If I had a bell, I'd ring it in the morning, I'd ring it in the evening, all over this land. I'd ring out danger, I'd ring out a warning, I'd ring out love between my brothers and my sisters. Oh, a song, I'd sing it in the morning, I'd sing it in the evening, all over this land. I'd sing out danger, I'd sing out a warning, I'd sing out love between my brothers and my sisters.